The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Wisdom and Wonders with Jessica Costello. I am your host, psychic medium Jessica Costello, and I want to say a happy Friday to everybody, and I'm hoping everybody's relaxed and ready to enjoy their long Memorial Day weekend. As you know, on Wisdom and Wonders, every single week, we like to bring a guest and a topic up that's going to be something that's interesting, that's going to be something that is empowering, something that is going to be able to help us live our life in a more full, empowered, and authentic way. And last week, we all got the heebie-jeebies when we had Chris Davis from Paranormal Proximity come on, and that was really fun. This week, we have a fantastic healer. We have Miriam Davinsky on the air with us. And to tell you a little bit about Miriam, I was, you know, sent over to Miriam sometime last year for some healing work, and I have just been completely blown away at some of the work she does. She has a very unique form of healing, and she's very compassionate and very gentle, and I just love her to death. So everybody, be sure to say a special shout out to Miriam and thank her for coming on the air. So Miriam, how you doing?
Great. Very excited to be on your show.
Well, I've been excited to have you on since you agreed to come on. This is just making my day. And I know I just saw you yesterday because, y'all, I just had a session with Miriam yesterday and I feel fantastic. So I've been looking forward to this all morning, and I know that everybody has been very interested to know more about Miriam and what exactly it is that she does. So everybody, Miriam's website address, you can get some more information about her by going to www.livingbyintent.com and check her out a little bit there. But she's going to be here with us tonight to talk some more about what it is that she does. So Miriam, what is it exactly that you do?
Well, I am transpersonal psychotherapist. I would like to talk a little bit about what it actually means, because it's a relatively new approach to psychotherapy. The transpersonal approach to psychotherapy works with the full range of emotional and intellectual issues included in traditional psychotherapy. However, special attention is given to uncovering and supporting a client's willingness for self-actualization and enlightenment. The end state of therapy is not successful adjustment to the prevailing culture. Absolutely not. But what is our goal is enlightenment, liberation, and direct knowing. The central themes of transpersonal psychotherapy are the question, who am I? Where am I going? And what is my life purpose? And when we are in the journey towards spiritual transformation, we are operating the way, we are opening the way and the possibility that extraordinary resolution may occur in our life. Well, I would like to cite the Carl Jung, who expressed it the best way when he wrote, "The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are." And transpersonal counseling and transpersonal psychotherapy helps clients to discover exactly that, who you truly are.
Beautiful.
being spiritual counselor, transpersonal counselor, I work with such techniques as past life regression, life between life regression, future life progressions, kinesiology, emotional freedom technique, and especially dowsing and helping clients to discover who they really are and how to live their life purpose. So I think that this is what we were talking about with you when, you know, we are meeting for our sessions.
Yes, the dowsing, because this is something that, you know, I've had people ask me when I rave about how I feel after going and having a nice healing session with Miriam. I rave about it. I feel fantastic. I feel so light. I'm bubbly and I sleep like a rock that night. Somebody's asked me, what is it that Miriam does? I'm like, I have no idea what it is she does, but man, she does it good. What is dowsing and how? What is it? Because I know you're getting out your pendulum and you've got a lot of them. Beautiful. Okay. What is it that you're doing? What is the dowsing that you're doing?
Well, okay. To go to what is the dowsing, let me talk for a moment about why it is so important to douse. Why I choose that modality as a transpersonal therapist? Why I did not stick to, you know, past life regressions and life between life regressions, which, you know, I obviously certify doing. I want us to come to realization that, you know, there is a beautiful book, one of my favorites, Power versus Force. And if you ever look at that book in a foreword, Wayne Dyer called this book the most important and significant book he has read in 10 years. And that book makes a statement, huge promise, perhaps the biggest promise that has ever been made. It can provide you, a reader of this book, with the means by which you may detect if you are being misled. And Dr. Hawkins, in his workshop, The Highest Level of Enlightenment, talks about dowsing, classical dowsing, that can achieve, as well as our kinesiology, the same particular goal. It can provide you with means by which you may detect you are being misled. By classical dowsing, you can know truth from falsehood. It allows you to find an answer, an object, a place using a pendulum or any other divinational tool. It can be bobber, it can be dowsing rods or forks. So we have tools, and this dowsing is intuitive kinesiology. And with these tools, we can, in classical dowsing, answer the question, is it true? Or is it not?
Okay. Now,
this is classical dowsing. This is only the beginning of a story. What I'm doing is evolution of an active dowsing, which is a spiritual dowsing. And active dowsing allows us to change energy, move the energetically, change the patterns of a client. When we spin a pendulum, a vortex is created, and this vortex creates a transformational portal that takes a dower's intent and creates an outcome, a non-physical dimension. And that intent will in time manifest in our physical dimension. People who do, like you, who do psychic work, or people who do something like Reiki, can feel manifestation in the physical dimension immediately. For some people, it takes for 24 to 48 hours, but the result will be there. And that's what dowsing is. We're creating with the pendulum a portal. A vortex that creates a portal, and that portal is a transformational portal, and it takes my intent as a dowser, and it is manifested in your light body, if you're talking about healing, immediately, and in your physical body, or immediately, or with time. That's
And I have to tell you that whenever I've had a session with you, either over the phone or when I come in and I visit you, I can physically feel it. As soon as you pick your pendulum up, I can physically feel it. And for me, I tend to pick up, well, you know, I tend to pick up a lot of stuff. Just with what it is that I do, I'm, you know, getting into people's energy, and I will carry some of that with me no matter how much I try to clear. You know, there's always a little bit of residual left around. And I can feel that physically leaving as soon as the pendulum starts spinning. I feel a pressure that starts lifting from around my face and around my sinus area and then right around in my third eye. And honestly, I just feel like I'm so giddy when you're done.
This is because you work with energy. People who work with energy like you, or even people who do just Reiki, or even good massage therapists who understand, or polarity therapists who understand energy and work with energy. I have people actually having samadhi in my chair when I work with pendulum. And the first one really scared me till half death. You know, I was working and look at the client, and my client eyes are closed, and you know, complete samadhi. When I brought her back, I asked her what happened, and she said that happened with her second time in her life. First time, believe it or not, was acupuncture, and second line was my chair when I worked with crystal pendulum. She was in complete samadhi. The whole situation with dowsing, with active dowsing, is such that a pendulum creates that vortex, and that vortex opens up a portal. And my contribution to dowsing is that I realize that different crystals create different portals, and different shape and different different crystals by itself create a different type of portals. And this allows much deeper work, specifically when we're talking about spiritual work with the client. I understand that we by now know that quantum field is information and intelligence. And our human intelligence and the Dowser human intelligence is part of this field. So we can connect with this quantum field. So now we can understand why and how dowsing allows us direct communication with the spirit of the universe. In my opinion, dowsing is just active part of the spirit, acting part of the spirit. So if dowsers, you know, can create clear intent, that active part of the spirit does the work.
What kinds of things, I mean, I know what I would go to you for, you know, because you help clear me up and tune me up. But what kinds of other things can people come to you for these, you know, to use this dowsing for? What else is it good for?
Well, it's excellent for releasing non-beneficial agreements, vows, and contracts that people bring with themselves from past lives. It's excellent by researching Akashic record or soul record and clearing soul record, which immediately improves relationship if people have conflictual past lives. It's excellent for replacing non-beneficial energy with beneficial energy. I have clients with, I would say, all kinds of problems. I have a client right now in California who has a Parkinson's disease. And I could not believe, you know, improvement we achieved with dowsing. People have all kinds of conditions. Very often, you know, say addiction or even Parkinson's can be a result of earthbound spirit joining a person body or person auric field. And when this spirit is sent home with help of Archangel Michael, the disease changes the course.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the Akashic Records, and I know that a lot of people A lot of us do know what the Akashic Records are, but there's a lot of people that don't. Would you mind going into that real quick?
Yes, Akashic Record is a soul record. There is energetic field with name Akasha, which holds all our record of our soul life. If you do believe in past lives, then this is the record that holds. It actually holds our thoughts, our intention, all our lights in a certain order. As a person who can walk in an Akashic Record as a channel, I go there with a question for a client. For example, how many lifetimes, how many religious lifetime person had, and how many vows, and what kind of vows, celibacy, invisibility, obedience, silence, or poverty, or whatever person came with into this lifetime, knowing that all these vows can be released and resolved. And with help of lords of records, of keepers of records, we go to this particular religious lives and leap all these agreements and vows and non-beneficial contracts that already do not serve a client in this lifetime. I have stories that it's actually, you know, hard to believe. The most beautiful woman does not date for whatever reason. She has a vow of invisibility and whatever else, you know, celibacy. The vows are lifted, you know, she's getting married. I mean, the stories are absolutely incredible. We do not realize that all unresolved... In life between life, we pick up a bundle of light with unresolved issues that we come here in this lifetime to resolve. And unless we cancel and release and remove all these non-beneficial contracts, agreement, vows, we leave them. We literally leave them.
See,
your life has changed.
I know that this is something that I see because I do, you know, I do past life readings, and it's something that I'm not asked for very often, but there are times when, you know, you're looking at something and I'm able to say, this is just, there's a lot of past life junk going on here, and I can tell what it is that happened in the past lives that are contributing to a person's particular connection or a person's particular challenge going on right now. Mm-hmm. But all I can do is necessarily just deliver the information so that the person knows how to better understand why the connection is what it is right now. You have with your healing, you actually have a way to be able to address that.
Absolutely. I can douse what kind of vows, contracts, and agreement person came in. And as long as we know what it is, we can go to Akashic Records and douse them all out and close them, release them, and replace them with love and light. And at that moment, life is literally changed.
And that's something that I have to say that I agree with you 100% because, you know, when I came in to see you the first time, I had no idea what I was coming in for. No clue whatsoever. I was completely ill-prepared for that. And As soon as I was talking to you, you were able to kind of tune in and identify where a lot of these, you know, challenges that I was running into, and you spun your pendulum, it started spinning, and all of a sudden, it felt like somebody was taking a vacuum to my energetic field.
Correct.
You must have been vacuuming for a while, because I know I carried a lot of junk in when I came in that day, but the instantaneous change that took place was something that was tangible to me, but the people that are close to me could also say, like, wow, your face, it's, you know, your skin looks better, you have much brighter energy about you, you know, I wasn't as tired. It made a huge difference.
I had a client yesterday who came in, and I never have seen her face so bad. She's actually quite a beautiful woman. And I should have asked her to look in the mirror before and after. When she left my office, she looked 15 years younger, beautiful woman. She came in with a lot of distress about relationship, family relationship. Distress was lifted. Her face changed in front of my eyes. I'm considering to buy Polaroid to have pictures before and after. Because
I would suggest it. See, I know I came in yesterday, you know, no secret there. I came in and I'd had a bit of a spirit attachment going on that, you know, to me, I knew that it was a little draining. I knew it was a little annoying, but I also was like, ugh, he's not breaking anything. And, you know, how bad of a day is it when I'm able to say, ugh, you know, I know there's an energy that's tailing me, but he hasn't broken anything yet, so we're okay. And you escorted that fool out of there.
Your life force is, you know, that attachment is actually like a parasite that leaves your life force. And if for a long while you're not releasing him, guess what's happening with your health?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was pretty tired. I was pretty run down. You know, and it was just something that I guess for me, I would look at it and say, well, you know, I did previously live in a home that was profoundly impacted. And what I would kind of look at as to being what the problem is if the spirit starts breaking things, then we've got a problem. If they're breaking things and winding up the dog, well, guess what? He's got to go.
Well, you're just accustomed to live in that world. And, you know, you're just accustomed to live with them as we live with each other.
Yeah.
You need to realize that as long as they're in your field or in your body, they are living on your life force. And that is no good.
No. And I felt a lot better as soon as he was gone. And there wasn't anything wrong with the guy. He was perfectly nice, rather polite, I must actually say. But, you know, I mean, the grand scheme of things, I guess if it was a live person, I would say he was technically a trespasser because he was in my house and he had no permission to be here. But I guess I tend to be a little bit more forgiving of those who have crossed over. But, man, once that energy was gone, I felt fantastic.
Another problem is that people have a past relationship, and specifically women have this problem more than men. However, men may have it too. Their second chakra and fourth chakra get attached by a previous boyfriend, and they have no idea why they're tired, why they cannot create a new relationship, what's wrong with their life. That's what's wrong. There's two chakras are attached. It's like vacuum cleaners are cleaning their energy and their life force and their ability to function, ability to communicate. As long as these chakra attachments are cleared, cords cut, attachments cleared, literally, immediately, everything changes in a person's aura, in a person's field. This is one of the most impactful services that I can do. It's cut the cord and clear attachment and clear the chakra system.
Now, another thing to keep in mind, and this is something that I've noticed in working with you, and I've been working with you for a little bit now. One thing that I've noticed is that by clearing my energy so thoroughly and clearing any attachments, and you also install love and light. Like, you don't just take something out and, like, it's gone. You're also installing something in its place so that there's positivity in there instead. But then the energy that I'm putting out is stronger. It's more vibrant. It's got a lot of positivity. And I'm more able to manifest the things into my life that I want to be there.
That is absolutely correct. Our attractor field needs to have certain frequency that we can manifest by intent versus by default. And if there are attachments or chakras attached, or we have unresolved fears, repressed fears, repressed negative emotions, all these affect our attractor fields, and our ability to manifest by intent, or even better, by inspiration, is reduced, unfortunately, to manifesting by default, which is literally not the way to live. if person wants to manifest whatever in their life, relationship, abundance, health, weight loss, the attractor field needs to be clear. And there is a certain organization of our subtle fields. They need to be maintained on a certain level, and if they're not, again, this is a problem with manifestation. Another thing is what we call spiritual unit of the body and spiritual units of organs of the body. They need to be clear. This is like interface between spirit and form, and it needs to be like a lens, crystal clear. And if it's not, it's again our manifestation ability, our health, our well-being, everything is affected. And our aging, there are specific things that we need to realize, that aging happens in two main aspects. Number one is stress, and number two, negative beliefs, limiting beliefs, repressed fears, repressed emotions, repressed negative beliefs. And both aspects can be cleared in one session.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Right. And when you know, repressed negative beliefs and repressed negative emotions cleared, it's just a completely different feeling. Everybody had this situation. We wake up in the morning thinking about yesterday. What did happen to me? Why did I react so strongly? What actually happened? Because you did not react on the situation in front of you. The situation in front of you became a trigger to unresolved negative emotion repressed in your unconscious. In other words, you're not living in the moment. You're not living in the present. You're reacting to your internal unresolution versus on the situation in front of you. And if these emotions are cleared, if your fears are cleared, then you're living in the present. You are dealing with what's in front of you. It becomes what you need to resolve, not a trigger to your internal unresolutions, which is a very big difference.
It does. And, you know, making a conscious effort to live in the present is something that everybody should be doing. And that's something that I think I say on a daily basis, several times a day, that, you know, you focus on the moment that you have control over. That's now. You can't control 5 minutes ago. You got no control over 5 minutes from now. Focus on now. So you being able to kind of give that back to someone is wonderful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Instead of resolving what we are living, people act on repressed emotions. And unfortunately, the more they act on them, the bigger the problem. It's like picking bombs in our unconscious.
And also, the more you're acting on an emotion or acting on something and dwelling on something that happened previously, proven fact, the more you'll draw that in again.
Absolutely. You know, Freud was a genius in spite of many things that he believed about women that actually were not correct. He really said that until things unconscious is not making conscious, you continue to live it. What we don't know kills us. What we don't know, what we repressed in our unconscious, is a force that we are living without understanding.
Exactly. Now, I got to ask, how long have you been doing this?
Well, the question is, what is this?
This
you're
dowsing.
About dowsing, I do it from probably good 15 years. But before it, I did, you know, kinesiology and past life regressions and life between life and psychic development stuff. That when I start doing dowsing, all this converge in a practice that, in my opinion, quite unique. Because of my unique education and, you know, a background that was before dowsing.
Yeah. And I don't think you're the only person that I know of. You're the only person I've heard of because that does this form of dowsing. What is, this is a spiritual thing. What is your contribution to the spiritual dowsing?
Before me, there are a lot of good dowsers in the world, but as far as I know, nobody ever talked or actually practiced dowsing with crystals, and specifically with different shapes of crystals and different crystals. I discovered that I can uncover a crystal code, and by dowsing, put into the crystal 1,000 times more of its own energy. And I work with two aspects of a crystal. What kind of a crystal it is, and a shape in which the crystal is. And both are very influential in what I'm doing. You notice that when I discover what it is, I work with one type of crystal. When I remove energy, it's another type of crystal. And when I install energy, it's crystal number three. At least three different crystals I'm working with in every session, and it's at least. If people have a specific grief issue, it will be less added. If it's a problem with health, I have a specific pendulum that I douse for health issue. If it's a love problem, I have a specific pendulum I work with. And actually, I'm trying to, I am writing a book, Dowsing, A Search for Truth and Enlightenment, in which I'm trying to delineate, or that, what is my opinion, is the next step in spiritual dowsing with crystals.
And you do have a lot of them. I notice when I'm sitting in the room with you that you get to the root of what the issue is, and then you're like a little heat-seeking missile digging through your stack of pendulums, finding just the right one.
That's correct. It is because they talk to me. I can ask pendulum what it is good for. And I would ask pendulum, are you good for removing energy? And pendulum would say yes or no. Are you good for installing energy? And pendulum will agree or disagree. Are you good for going to Akashic Record? I have a pendulum who only wants to work on serious issues, no small potatoes. He just would not move. But when issue is very, very serious, it's a bloodstone. It's an incredible pendulum. I have a pendulum of which is a rose quartz with carnelian. And I know it's hard to believe, but it is connected to a Max, there is a skull, one of Satan's important skulls. That particular pendulum believes that it's connected to a skull with name Max, and it's definitely incredible for healing.
And it's funny you should mention that. I actually did get to go see Max the Crystal Skull last summer with my dear girlfriend, Cher Tracy, from out here in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. She took me as a little treat one day, and it was the best time. We had a great time.
I'm going to do it this summer. Max is coming to New Hampshire.
Yep.
And I have a friend who is psychic, who connected to this group of people, and we are going. And I'm actually taking that pendulum, who believes that it is connected to Max and to Max's presence, to work with it there. I'm actually looking on it right now.
See, when we went, Cher had told me that I needed to bring all of my crystals to go and have them charged. And those of you that know me or that have been in my reading space, you know that I have a little bit of a fixation on crystals, maybe a little bit of an addiction. Mm-hmm. And I kind of said, all of my crystals, and I just remember her going, oh, just grab your favorite ones. I'm like, all of my favorite ones?
I'm having a big pouch, and I will try to bring, at least my favorite ones to Max. And specifically this one, who believes that I ask him, are you connected to Max? And you would not believe it. It screams yes.
And in a very forceful way, too.
Right. Right.
So, now, this brings me to an interesting question, and I know that it's something that a lot of people, you know, they'll even ask me if I use prayer while I'm working with clients. Do you use prayer while you're working with clients?
Yes, I do. And I use the prayer and the blessings. There is a wonderful book written by Doctor of Divinity, Susan Shumsky, and with titled Miracle Prayer. I modify them a little bit, and I would love to share with you my favorite one. It's a peace prayer. And again, I have a little modification of it, but it actually came from that book, Miracle Prayer. May God's love fill you with love and peace. May God's grace fill you with grace and peace. May God's joy fill you with joy and peace. May God's face fill you with face and peace. May God's light fill you with light and peace. May God's wisdom fill you with wisdom and peace. May God's strength fill you with strength and peace. You are peace. And I from time to time finish healing session with this. And it's, in my opinion, is a very affirmative prayer. It's a scientific prayer which allows people gently to realize that they are God. You know, they connected to God in a very intimate way. They are God.
And that's something that when somebody walks away with that, then that gives you that feeling of light. I mean, you are literally, as you're repeating that with them, training their intention by the repeating of it to they're filling it, and then they're feeling it, and by them feeling it, then they're creating it.
Correct. You know, it's getting easier and easier, but when I started doing it, it was quite an adventure to explain people that they are God in body. You would not believe how many clients I lost at that point, but it was years ago. Now it's getting better. People really do believe that they're intimately connected to what we call spirit or God, that we are extension of that particular, of spirit of God. But one thing is to say it, and another thing is to really feel it. And I think that spontaneous healings are a result of that ability, not only to intellectually understand that we are extension of God, but to literally feel it in the moment. And if this happening, this is a prerequisite for what we call miracle and healing or spontaneous healing. When people really realize that, you know, all our condition is an illusion and the only truth is we are infinite extension of spirit, immortal, infinite, beloved extension of spirit, everything changes. Their metabolism changing, their health changing, their love life changing, everything changes. And, you know, to be witness of it, it's a tremendous honor.
And I have to say, it's been an honor to work with you. You've cleared me up and tuned me up. I don't even know how many times I can count at this point. There are times when it's rather frequent, I will admit.
Well, I'm glad to do it because you are very gracious client. You see it. And it's a very gratifying experience for a healer. And you know it yourself. It's a very gratifying experience when your client feels what you're doing immediately versus they call you in 2 days or email you in 2 days and say, yeah, you know what, something did happen. But it happened anyway.
And it's something that it's very, very interesting that you know, I go in to clear off whatever it is I've picked up and address anything that I've picked up, and because I do tend to pick things up throughout, you know, throughout the day and the week. And it's very interesting how these things are connected. You know, like I was just saying earlier that I was very tired, I was very run down, and yeah, I'd pick this other person up. But, you know, to me, I'm looking at him going, he's not all that much of a problem. but it actually was affecting my energy significantly. And in turn, this energy was then affecting my children's energy. And for 2 days, my kids were off their rockers, like completely off their rockers. I could not imagine that they could possibly be more horrible than they were in 2 days. And I normally have pretty well-behaved kids. And as soon as that energy was cleared, my husband, one of the things that he noticed is he says, oh my God, the kids are listening again.
Because your children are attuned to you. Specifically, your son, as you told me, is very, very psychic. And, you know, your children are attuned to you. And they're attuned to that presence.
See, my son is very, very, very intuitive. And it's kind of scary sometimes. And, you know, my daughter, not so much. But they were very much feeding off of my energy. When my energy goes flat, their energy goes through the roof. And they, you know, they'll start doing all of the typical kid things like testing and pushing the envelope and, you know, picking on each other. And I think they were fighting so bad. It was an epic throwdown. And it went on for 2 days until I went in and I saw you. You cleared me up. My energy was high and bright again. I felt fantastic. And even my spouse noticed that there was a shift in the energy just in the home. And that, you know, I mean, it was very, very beneficial.
Incredible. That is very, very true. And with children, they, you know, they almost see, they definitely feel that there is something there. And they react to it. You know, there is this idea that, as you just said, well, it's not so bad. It is not good at all, because it is a, you know, first of all, if there are two types of problems. Now, number one, it's earthbound spirits that never actually went through light. That from time to time is like mother who does not want to leave their young children, and she does not realize what an awful havoc she is creating in their health and in their life with the best intentions. I actually had a case many years ago when a young woman became to have all diseases from which her mother died. And when she came in, it was clear in one moment that her mother was still with her. In a minute, you know, her mother. And it's a very big service to earthbound spirit to release them to where they belong, because their evolution is completely stopped. They're just hanging in here doing bad things, unfortunately, even with the best intention. And that lady's health improved in no day, it's no time. Because the spirit actually becomes a parasite, like a parasite, and person becomes a donor that feeds the parasite. So energy is completely depleted. It's one type of a problem. Another type of a problem that fourth dimensional spirit comes back for whatever incredible reason and joins the donor. It can be a person has a hole in the aura because was drunk or went to whatever situation when energy of a person was resonant with energy of this fourth dimensional entity. It's a huge problem. It's a health problem. It's a behavioral problem. It's a relationship problem. It needs to be addressed as quick as possible. And that's two types of attachments that are absolutely non-beneficial for a person. And I dealt with both of them. And I need to tell you, the second part is really, thank God for Archangel Michael, because it's him or spiritual doctors need to be called to help to release those types.
See, I know in our, you know, a while ago, maybe about a year ago, I had a run-in with type one, the first one that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And this individual had, there had been a really terrible accident right up the street from our house. And I know how I appear to spirits. I appear like light. And so sometimes they just come to me. And this one came to me, and I don't know what he thought he was trying to do, but I think this energy was very scared. It was a very terrifying experience for him. And I don't know if he was trying to shake light out of me like Tinkerbell to make his way up into the hereafter or what, but he was a pain in the butt, and he was stuck in our home for 4 days. It took us 4 days to get this guy out of the house.
Well, that's a very sad thing. But when it is an accident, a soul does not realize that body is dead. And people believe that when death occurs, they don't have a mind. But it's not true. Mind goes with soul, not with body. So because they have mind and they can perceive, they don't know they're dead, literally. And until they, you know, somebody like me helps them to orient themselves and realize that, you know, what they're doing doesn't do any good, neither to them nor to the person whom they're trying to join, it's a very unfortunate situation. If people in the area where it was a battlefield or cemetery at one time, it needs to be addressed.
It was very challenging with this particular energy because he would, as soon as I let my guard down just the littlest bit, and by letting my guard down, I would make, you know, most of the time I would walk around making sure I was very conscious of this, especially when I was in the house. I was very conscious of extending out that, you know, energetic bubble around me. As soon as I let my guard down the slightest little bit, he would be on me and just, you know, yelling and yelling and yelling. And there was no talking sense into him.
Well, because he was terrified.
Yeah, there was no talking sense into this guy. And it took about 4 days for him to get it and then, you know, move along to where he needed to go. And I, you know, the long and short of this is he went along where he needed to go, and I did see him. He did pop in about 6 months later, and he did give me an apology for his behavior.
Right.
So he's back on my good side again. He wasn't for a little while because he was very invasive.
Well, another thing that I would like to mention that dowsing works as equally good face-to-face, or if my client is in Canada, England, Hawaii, or the furthest I ever had was and is in New Zealand, because there is no time and space and spirit. So it works absolutely equally good.
I know, I mean, I certainly love coming in to see you. Love it, love it, love it. You live in a beautiful area. I just love going out there. But, you know, things come up, and there are plenty of times when I can't make it out, you know, make the drive out to see you. And honestly, even when I'm sitting on the phone with you, I can feel the second you pick that pendulum up, and I'm like, oop, it's going to start. Yay! The party's starting. So it is just as effective.
That's correct. And I would like to finish, with I intended and douse into a blessing, the highest level of beneficial frequency with a clear quartz crystal in the Merkaba shape.
Oh, wonderful.
Would listen to that. The more they listen, the more benefit this blessing will have if they choose to have it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for having me and let me... do that. I pray and gratefully request that every aspect of your spirit guides that are not the pure white light of love and truth to be raised to 100% pure light, truth, and love now and into the future without reversal. I pray and gratefully request that your non-beneficial beliefs, vows, agreements, and contracts are cleared, removed, and replaced with divine love and light, for now and into the future. I pray and gratefully request that your life force and personal frequency raise to your optimal level in order to navigate your past, present, and future in the best way. And we are blessed and we are grateful, knowing that this blessing works for everyone who chooses to let them. And every time you listen to this blessing, they work deeper and deeper, removing non-beneficial energy and replacing them with frequencies of love and light. and I gratefully share, very grateful for sharing this time with you.
Thank you so much, Miriam. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Be sure to go over and visit Miriam at livingbyintent.com. Everybody, have a wonderful, blessed, and safe holiday weekend. Be safe. You know, enjoy your fun responsibly. Be sure to tune in next week where we're going to have another wonderful guest to talk about something interesting and empowering. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. Namaste.
Namaste.